change.
It's obviously a very disappointing result, but performance wasn't great either, was it?
I think certainly first half. I thought we looked a bit scared. I thought we didn't really want the ball. I think you could see the strain, potentially the pressure, probably told, I think, in the first half. I thought it was a really messy first half. I didn't think they were great either. I thought it was a really messy game. I thought second half we started bright. I thought we moved the ball better. I thought probably for about the first 35 minutes of the second half, I thought we had four or five moments where we could win the game. I thought Juno Bay had two really good moments. Obviously, we have the penalty, which is probably the key moment. And I think just certainly the way it's went over the last few games, we don't take that opportunity, which is a key opportunity, and then we somehow manage to throw the game away and lose it. And that's just been a common theme far too often. So obviously, when that happens, there's not much more for me to say.
You'd mentioned the conceding the goal. It was another poor goal to concede, wasn't it? Didn't
win
the first or the second ball. How are you
going to
stop that?
Well, it's actually a goal kick for us. And when the ball goes up, I don't know if we actually head it that way or they head it that way, but either way, it's a basic bread and butter sort of ball forward. But like you say, I think certainly in the last three games, if you think of QPR, you think of Plymouth and you think of today, really some of the goals that we've conceded are sort of schoolboy goals. And I just felt when we missed the penalty, I'm thinking, come on, surely get another chance. And we actually get another chance, I think, after they score. I think the ball goes through for Andre. And to be fair, normally he's been really good in about the edge of the box. I think it hits his knee and ends up going out for a by kick. So yeah, it was just it just felt like one of the days where those moments we had to save ourselves and to get the win and to win the game, we didn't take them, and we've been undone by a horrific goal at the end of the match. And I think timings of goals are always crucial, aren't they? Because obviously at that point, obviously the stadium and the fans and all that sort of stuff, it's tough because obviously we've lost another game.
And Tommy Simkin didn't have too much to do apart from towards the end.
I don't think he did a safety make, Tom. I don't think it's a safety mate. I thought he was comfortable in the game. I thought you can see the lad's got a bit between his ears, you know, he's confident in what he can do. There's not a lot for me to say, Ange.
No. The situation with Bonham, is it a bad injury?
He's ill. So he ended up going to A&E last night, didn't feel well, got him in this morning, spoke to him, had a look at him. He looked a bit grey, or a bit concerned about him, so it wasn't worth taking a risk. So we'll see how he is over the next day or so.
And how's the dressing room after today?
Flat as a pancake.
How'd you pick yourself up for Tuesday?
Listen, it'll probably take 24 hours. Do you know what I mean? I don't think there's any doubts about that. I think that, we just need to get ready for the next game. So there's not much more I can say about it. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be a difficult night for me. Obviously, it's disappointing and frustrating in terms of how the game ended. It's disappointing and frustrating in terms of obviously the reaction and the reaction just in general for obviously the players are flat, you know, they wanted to win the game and we didn't do enough and we cost ourselves and we threw it away. But yeah, I think it's just one of them ones where I just need to take my medicine, get on with it, and then get myself ready for training and prepping for the next match.
That must be the most horrible place to be as a manager when you're losing that. Scenario.
When people describe things as a lonely place being a manager, that probably epitomised it today, Pete. Because when you're doing well and you're winning games, and I've been fortunate enough for large spells in my career where I've been in that position, everybody's with you, everybody's part of it, everybody sort of feels as if they've put something towards it getting to there. When it goes like that, and it has been like that for the last three matches, you're on your own. You're on your own, that's just the way it is. But that's the job of a coach, that's the job of a manager. And what I say to the players after the game is, listen, it's on me. I mean, I'm going to take the responsibility. I won't shy away for that.
Do you talk to John Coates about that? He's the man with you behind the scenes.
Yeah, of course. Listen, John's been nothing but supportive to me since I've been here. I think he's one of the best owners in the game. I've said that since I came here, hence the reason why I came. I feel as if at the moment I've let John down. So I'm not going to sort of deny that. And that's probably the sorest thing for me in terms of, I came here obviously wanting to do really well, you know, I left a really good job to come here, I believe in what we're trying to do, but ultimately, certainly of late, we haven't won enough games recently, and it just shows you how quickly football can change, you know, even in one match, never mind in a set of games. So, yeah, it's certainly when I found out this morning that Jack Bonham wasn't available and then we missed that penalty, yeah, certainly not going my way just now.
You need very thick skin. Yeah, I mean, you said on Thursday you'll die before you quit. You still stand at that. When you stood on the sidelines at the end of that, you must be thinking, there'll be plenty of people who'll be thinking, I've had enough of this, I'm not going to go anymore.
Never. Never. Because the fact is, I've been through it the other side. Do you know what I mean? I've been there where I've been winning and I've been getting promoted and all the rest of it, so I know what it feels like. What you can't do, you can't be a fair weather player, can you? Or a fair weather manager. When it's going well, you want to take all the plaudits and the pats on the back, and then the minute it becomes difficult, you shrink yourself into a corner and disappear. That's just not in my nature, it's not in my character. Do you know what I mean? The fact is, obviously I've got difficult questions like you guys are asking me just now to answer. I'm trying to answer them as honestly and as open as I can. And I can assure everybody that I'm doing my best and my utmost to try and make the right decisions. I feel as if at the moment every decision I'm making seems as if it's going the wrong way for me. But the other moments where you just need to get through it, you need to keep going, you need to get ready for the next one, and I'll be ready for the next game. That's not even in question for me.
And you obviously believe that you can turn it around.
Of course. Yeah. Everything's salvageable. I mean, we're not even at Christmas yet for the season. If anybody's saying that the last few games have been unacceptable, I can't deny that. So I'm not going to sit here and try and defend it. But I think if you look at each game and its individual merit, there's been opportunities for us to win those games. And ultimately we haven't done that. And ultimately that will fall on my shoulders. So I won't shy away from that responsibility. And I'll do my best to get us ready for the next game. You know, and then obviously I'll speak to John, see what John's going to say. Listen, John's the biggest fan of this club that you'll find. Do you know what I mean? He loves the club and all he wants is his club to do well.
Well, so saying that, you obviously got promoted at Hamilton, you got promoted at Norwich, you got promoted at Sunderland. At times like this, do you sort of fall back on that yourself and think, I know what I'm capable of and what I can do, and it, you know, the belief, you know, and so when you come to a situation like this, it gives you something to sort of, you know, maintain that belief, if you like, whatever you want to call it.
I certainly don't struggle with belief. No. You know what I mean, I don't think that's in question. I think that, like you say, the record in other clubs that I've been at, even like Preston, the amount of money we sold players for, I've done a really good job wherever I've gone. This is arguably the first job that I've took that we've never went like that immediately. And it's been my hardest job to this point. But it makes me even more determined to double down and try and see it through. You know, but ultimately that's not going to be my decision. So, I mean, what I've got to do is I've just got to get prepared. People know how much effort and how much work I put in every single day. But yeah, it's not easy. Let's not lie about it. I mean, it's not an easy situation because we haven't done well enough, and I'm not going to sit here and try and defend that. So, I mean, the simple fact is I feel like everybody else when that goal goes in, I'm thinking we missed the penalty. So yeah, we need to rally and go again.
Alex, is this one of your worst moments in football?
Yeah, I think it's a bit different though. I think it's a bit different. I think at Preston, I left Preston really when a lot of my players sort of left, shall we say. Do you know what I mean? So it was it felt like a bit of an end of an era. You know, I'd lost sort of Daniel Fisher, Ben Davies, Ben Pearson, Paul Gallagher, Callum Robinson, Jordan Hugo. So many players that I'd sold at that club. So that was different. And I think I left Norwich when we were 8th in the league. But obviously they wanted to get promoted and we weren't quite there at the time. So I think this one's sore for me. Because I really do believe that I think that this club's got great scope. And I think that I wanted to be the one to go and try and take it on to that next level. But certainly so far I haven't managed to do that.
If you come through this, would it be like the biggest challenge that you've conquered in your career?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. Certainly if you're where we stand at this moment in time, yeah, I don't think there's any question about that.
And as you say, you revamped the squad virtually completely in the summer. I mean, you expect obviously a bit more time together to see the results of that in the second half of the season.
Yeah, but listen, I'm not naive. Football's a results game, you know, and certainly recent results over the last three matches in particular. I'll take the Blackburn one out of equation because I think that game was different. I've been really disappointing because we've played teams that are probably around us or underneath us in the league. But yeah, like I say, that's not my decision to make, so I don't make any assumptions. I certainly don't have any. Like I said, John's been very, very good to me since I've been here, so John doesn't owe me anything, you know. But what I can guarantee him, if it means anything, is that I'll do my utmost and my best to keep going and try and get us up the table.
You're obviously going to pick the players up on Monday morning. Is there anybody who picks up Alex Neil, and or do you just have to do it yourself?
Grit your teeth, grim and bear it, and get through it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cheers, lads. No problem.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.